This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury has awarded a $20 million verdict to a woman who was paralyzed after falling from a ski lift at Crested Butte. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Annie Miller fell 30 feet from a four-seat high-speed chairlift at the resort in March 2022. The fall left her paralyzed with severe injuries. Her father brought an initial lawsuit against the resort claiming negligence, but it was dismissed in April 2023 due to the family signing a liability waiver. The Colorado Supreme Court later ruled that liability waivers don't protect ski resorts if they violate state laws and regulations. However, Vail Resorts is expected to pay only $12.4 million in damages to Miller's family because it was found to be 75% at fault and the cap on non-economic damages. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado will get federal funds to help reduce the risk of wildfires. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
About $2.6 million is going to Colorado and Wyoming for the Headwaters of the Colorado Initiative. It's a partnership to reduce wildfire risk, improve stream health and wildlife habitat, and will affect lands in Moffett and Rout counties. The money is coming from the Joint Chiefs Landscape Restoration Partnership, which Neguse and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett want to see reauthorized. They're part of a bicameral and bipartisan group hoping to do that this Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There is wildfire smoke in the air over Colorado. People just about everywhere could smell that today. This is CPR News and KRCC.